The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Ah, yes, draw a big smiley face on that guy right there. That's right. It's actually 6 minutes after. Got a whole minute's elapsed since I started talking. How do you like that? The Power Hour is in motion. We appreciate it. Power Hour Nation is locked and loaded, ready to go. You know, everybody feels like they've been disenfranchised, and we'll get to that in a minute. Dave Krieger with you. So glad that you could join us. And the Power Mall is having its last day of the cyber sale. We want to make sure our shortwave listeners can participate. And this is how simple it is. You spend $75 at the Power Mall and you get 15% off your order, and you don't have to worry about any code necessary at checkout. It's already applied. Once you hit that $75 mark, it's already there. Now, if I can do it, you can do it, right? And it's real easy. Real easy to do. It's a very, very simple toll-free number, 877-817-9829. That's the one you call. Now, we also have the Optivita. How do you like that? Or Optivita. The Winter Wellness Bundle, silver lozenges. You get two boxes of those. And I'll tell you what, they really work. If you've got any kind of a cough or a tickle, you just take one of those, suck on it for a while, and I guarantee you will not have that tickle anymore. Vitamin C and a vitamin D, we throw one of each in there. And the retail bundle costs $70.90. No, it's not enough to get you this 15% off your order, because the sale price is $53. But if you add the Silver Gel 24 part per million and Optivita Silver Liquid 10 part per million to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle, you might just get over the $75. What do you think? Huh? You get 15% off the order. Such a deal. Such a deal. All right. Today, Michael Cremo, Forbidden Archaeology, is the he's an alternative researcher, an alternative archaeologist. Now, there's a new one. We're going to talk about explorations of forbidden archaeology, discussing anomalous artifacts, the hidden history of the human race, knowledge of filtration systems operating within the scientific paradigm, and a bunch of other things. So it's going to be interesting. This is not what you would hear on that late night AM show that everybody talks about, right? not like that. No, we talk. He's got mcremo.com. This guy's got a ton of websites. We'll talk about that at the top of next hour. In the meantime, 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in on anything we're talking about this morning, because we still have freedom of speech and we are in Central Time. And those of you listening to us live at 13.845, that rhymes. We are streaming right here from 11 to 1 Central. At least for the time being. You've heard of the World Economic Forum, right? Well, Klaus Schwab, who only is about to get a net worth of like $20 million, he's hanging out with the billionaires telling them that China is a role model. I don't know. This man has been smoking crack or what. But you see, if you've ever heard of the term the Comintern, right? That's the Soviet network of internationalists, right? And their agenda was to promote their communist model to Europe and beyond. And as it stands now, the red Chinese have gone one better. They got Klaus Schwab, because the World Economic Forum founder and chair, Klaus Schwab, is literally saying China's a role model for other nations. This guy is 84 years old, and we all wish he would just croak. And I'll guarantee you, Schwab did not get the jab because he's still breathing. Because anybody who's 84 years old that looks like he does, or Soros or any of them, they didn't get the jab. Because the elitists don't take what everybody else gets. Oh, yes, that's right. Not for me, but for thee. He didn't take it because he wants to live, and he knows what's in that shot is going to kill people. Or maim them to the point where if you live in Canada, for example, they're going to just put you down, just like a dog, a sick animal. Yeah, called euthanasia. has nothing to do with young kids in China or any other place in the Far East. Euthanasia is being put to sleep permanently. And they're doing it to mentally ill and some by force. It's going away. I mean, this look what it's catching. It's contagious. I mean, we have a dictator in Canada named Justin Trudeau, and he's doing it. They have legitimized the idea of euthanasia for those who are depressed and just can't deal with life anymore. And you got to ask yourself why these people are depressed. Yeah, because they look at the world as not being pretty and they just want to sleep all day and they just want to smoke pot and just forget about it all or get drunk and screw their livers up and they don't want to take care of themselves and they're old and decrepit and got nothing else to live for anymore and the world is so bad and I just want to crawl in a hole and die. Well, they can certainly accomplish that and make your wishes come true up in Canada. That's right. It's better than make a wish. Wow. And, you know, see, here's the thing. This model that Klaus Schwab says, well, you see, the thing is that the regime that he's talking about gets to enforce draconian COVID policies like this zero COVID policy. In other words, we're going to make COVID go away completely. That's impossible. It's a bioweapon, and they know it. They know it's a bioweapon. And Xi Jinping has personally advocated the zero COVID approach, mass testing, aggressive contact tracing, prolonged lockdowns. And see, here's the thing. If you got a cell phone and you're over there, they got your number. Just like that. And of course, people have been protesting like crazy. And what does the Chinese security police do? They go after them. That's right. They shut down and suppress all of the protests. No, you don't have the right to protest. You don't have the right to peacefully assemble. Not like we do here in America, at least for now. They may take that away, too. You know, you keep half this nation keeps electing these doofuses that want to take away all our rights. They want to legislate gun control. They want to, you know, people, they sit there and make fun of us as the wild, wild west. We'll show them a few of those in our discussion this morning. How wild the West is becoming. And less than half the people in England and Wales are Christian, according to a census. Atheism and Islam are making major gains over there. And see, this is what happens when you multiculturalize a country. It all falls apart. It's Humpty Dumpty that's broken and can't be put back together again. You know, every time I hear the story about Humpty Dumpty, I think of Churchill sitting on his fat ass.
Now talking like this in a stern voice.
Yep. But look at it this way. You go to downtown London, it's like half of India moved there.
Oh, my gosh, good girl, you'll not talk about me like that.
Okay, fine, I won't. Here's the thing. You know, the Britain's Office of National Statistics has said that England and Wales have lost their status as majority Christian nation. Only 46.3% of the population of England are reporting themselves as being Christian, while only 43.6% of the Welsh population describes themselves as being adherents to a denomination of Christianity, whatever that denomination might be. So they're in the minority now. And so the next thing that the Christians have to worry about over there is the imposition of Sharia law. And if you think that I'm full of it, because I'm telling you right now in the UK, they have that to look forward to becoming law there. It's a good possibility. Former White House disinformation czar, remember Nina Jankowicz? Remember her?
Well, I'd like to forget her.
Yeah, thank you, Ronnie. Yeah, we'd all like to forget her, but now she's turned around and registered as a foreign agent. That's right. She has a foreign agent status. Now she represents the Center for Information Resilience, or the CIR, from the United Kingdom. Foreign government, foreign political party, or other foreign principal. That's right. Documents show her filing. It gets grants from the UK government, including the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Offices. It's a nonprofit social enterprise dedicated to countering disinformation, exposing human rights abuses, combating online behavior harmful to women and minorities. And the hits just keep on coming. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that they've got their little NGO and it's going to be funneling money to the Democrats and all the Marxists over here so that we can change the landscape of America? I think so. Yeah, they'll have their input. Trust me, the Tavistock Institute and everybody else will be contacting Nina and saying, look, Nina, if you don't want to go down with a Pinta and the Santa Maria, you best do what we tell you. Yep. And of course, Agenda 21. Can we talk about that for a minute? Most of you know what that is. If you do, raise your hand. Thank you. This is Agenda for the 21st Century. It's the inventory and control plan for all land, water, minerals, plants, animals, construction, means of production, food, energy, information, education, and all human beings in the world. And the population went, bah. Yep. It's a roadmap for global totalitarianism. And it was agreed to by 179 nations, including the U.S., at the 1992 Sustainable Development Conference in Brazil. Yep. They want biosecurity. They want Build Back Better. They want a little chip in everybody's hand so we can track you wherever you go. Sustainable development is not about recycling or making sure there's enough food and resources for everybody. It's about moving populations from the rural and suburban areas into concentrated city centers where they can be monitored and controlled. You wonder why the Democrats are, why do they have so many blue state cities? Why are they sanctuary cities? Now you know. Because if they can get all these immigrants, illegals here, and get them registered and multiculturalize, and all of us white folk out there, all of us white folk, yeah, you white folk, you're going to be in the minority. I'm telling you right now, I had a dream. You'll all be in the minority. Yep. Recognize that voice? Yep. Boy, I just feel like just ripping impersonations out today. And here's the thing. Content of the character of, you know, all this thing that Martin Luther King Jr. talked about. Oh, yeah, these guys are characters, all right. And there is no content, not where they're coming from. No, 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 no. They want everybody, they want to seize their property. The only way they can do that is tax people into oblivion, especially the ones that have mortgages. This is why you're going to see more foreclosures. This is why my foreclosure defense business is booming right now. So much so, we decided to make our January 28, 2023 conference. We're doing a one-day seminar. We're actually going to live stream the event because we have people all over the country that don't like to travel. They get very uncomfortable sitting in these crammed planes with people that are shedding. They flat out just don't like to get on airplanes. And that's okay because we have that available. If you go to the cloudedtitles.com website, we have that available for those of you who want to sign up to watch it live streaming. This is a foreclosure defense and remedy workshop. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things. Attorney Al West has two segments, one on consumer issues for California specific. And I'm going to be talking about all the things you can do to stay in your house if you're being foreclosed on and buy yourself some time to execute Plan B. See, because I've talked to bankers or attorneys, and they're real cocky. They get real cocky. They go, oh, you're just buying time. You know what? I may have talked about this before, but I sat in my office one day and just scratched my head, and all of a sudden I got this thought. Popped into my head, and I went, oh my God, what have I done? I have created work for these foreclosure mill law firms that are trying to steal people's homes. I've created work for them because I'm in the middle of this and I'm responding to the lawsuits they're filing and the foreclosures. I'm drafting pleadings for attorneys and filing lawsuits. My God, what have I done? They're making money off the big banks. But you know what else is happening? It's dragging on the homeowner's ability to stay in the house. You got to love that. You see, this is part of the solution, to give you a chance to create a plan B. Because if you can downsize and the bank is forcing you to downsize because they want to steal your equity, well, maybe you could cash your equity out. Wouldn't that be fun? Let the bank have the frickin' house. It's got bad karma. Once the foreclosure starts, trust, it changes the homeowner's personality. It's like a complete 180 night and day. And they become emboldened. Some of them become entitled. Yeah. And when that happens and you walk into court with that aura around you, oh, the judges are gearing up for it, just like a SWAT team coming after somebody that believes in the Constitution. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. The guy you had on yesterday, the geologist.
Yes.
I got to admit, I wanted just to scream when he was talking about shale fracking and all this, you know, if the price just goes up, they'll be able to, it'll be feasible to go after some of that stuff he was talking about. But we should be running on hydrogen. You know, we should be running our cars on water. We don't need stuff.
You know, I'll tell you what, if they would start inventing practical cars that don't have carbon emissions, we might be able to actually, and I'm not talking about electric vehicles, because electric vehicles, that technology is light years away. And I mean, I'm looking at these EVs. I talked to somebody from Nissan last night that said it was going to be 6 years before they came out with an EV that actually, because Nissan has the Leaf, okay? And they're just saying it's going to be, you know, six generations of vehicles down the road before they actually perfect what they really want to market. So you see, even these foreign entities that have plants in the country, they're not focusing on all the practical stuff like you and I talk about on the radio here, Sherry.
Well, and also when the whole thing about these vehicles, these electric vehicles, you know, you've got to consider what it costs to build a battery, the pollution cost of mining just the things they put in batteries. Until they get a practical battery, and it ain't going to work anyway, but hydrogen is the way to go. But I heard something yesterday or the day before about, it was a little clip someone played of a guy explaining why it's better to use cash. Say I bought something from you and gave you $50 cash, and you could take that $50 and spend it somewhere, and the person that you bought something from, they could take that $50 and spend it somewhere. But if you use electronic currency, you know, then every time that changes hands, the bank is taking something. You know, they take their percentage. And pretty soon, that $50, you know, is only really about $5 because the bank's got the rest of it.
Well, I can see the logic in that. You know, every time you go online and you shop, like at Amazon, woke Amazon, yeah, that same thing happens. And, I get that entirely and how it waters it down. But see, the thing is, as long as we, the people, give credence to the fiat money supply and all of its mechanisms, which includes digital banking, online banking, bill pay, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, and all that stuff. If we just keep, oh, it's convenient, and they're going to use it against you, because when they reach in and snatch it up and they have the means to control it, then you're trapped. And if they don't like what you're buying, and it could be a number of survival supplies, it could be weapons, and I'll be talking about that in a minute, because Black Friday, wow, what numbers in the amount of weapons purchased. My God, they ran to the gun stores on Black Friday, they did. And we'll tell you about that in a minute. But you're right about that. They have a way of altering that. But see, first they got to sneak in and make it real convenient so that everybody gets adjusted to the idea of convenience, and then we'll sneak in and snatch it and say, just like the all-day sucker, and we're going to take it away, and the baby will start whining, but it'll be too late.
Yeah, it's something locally right now, even though they are FRNs, you know, it's something to consider to doing locally, like you were talking about going and taking all your money out of the bank. You know, just start buying things using cash, and pretty soon they won't know what all you have.
Correct. Well, see, but the thing is the Brits did that as a means of protest, and when they took their cash out, they told the bank why they were doing it. The Irish just flat out were closing their bank accounts and taking all their money out and told the banks why they were doing it, and the banks went, whoa, 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 stop. If everybody takes all their money out, not only are we not going to have – all right, tell you what, we'll put this on the back burner for the moment. We won't do that. All right, we won't go to digital. You see, as long as we don't stand up, like Darlene from Indiana said, and say no, they're going to keep doing it.
Oh, hey, speaking of Darlene, she mentioned Velikovsky. And
yep.
I actually have two copies of Worlds in Collision, and if I can hook up with her somehow, I will give her that copy.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. I'll tell you what, if you email us, and Darlene, if you're listening, and I know you are, if you'll email us your information at support@thepowerhour.com, I will see to it that we facilitate that.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it, Sherry. Thank you much. All right. We are about 1 minute away from the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour, but I want to, I got something crazy to share with you. You want to talk about that? Think about this. Visualize this. You are in Ireland's Parliament building, okay? And you walk into the men's bathroom in the Leinster House, the Parliament building for the Irish state. And you see, now this is the men's John, all right? The men's loo. They may call it the men's room or the men's toilet or whatever. And you see a vending machine on the wall. And it's not distributing condoms in the men's room. It's distributing free tampons. What in hell is a guy going to do? What, stick it up his nose to stop a nosebleed? Really? Man, this world has gone crazy. I cannot believe this stuff. First time I saw that article, I just started laughing. I'm going, my God, what will they think of next? Those Irish, they're funny, man. We'll be back after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Yeah, I'm still laughing about that, what they did in the men's bathroom in Ireland in their parliament building, putting in a tampon machine in the men's bathroom. Well, you talk about diversity. I remember when I was on the radio in Kansas City, we had a standing joke about the Chiefs because they had just that one season that was just so bad about the Kansas City Chiefs football team. We used to call them the Kansas City Tampons because they were only good for one period and had no second string. I mean, that was a media joke. So I swear to God, it was a media joke. And of course, now it's just a complete opposite. They're 9-2 after beating the Rams. I mean, it's just incredible for those of you sports. The Chiefs are my team. Come on. You can't be in Kansas City radio and not love what's going on with them, you know. But, I mean, way back when they had just a really sucky season, that's what we used to call them. And, I mean, this just brought it right back when I read about this tampon story. I'm just like, really, what are men going to do? I mean, come on. You get a little quickie and you find out, oh, well, no, she has to put a spare one in there, so now they're giving a free one. It's like a perk. You know, are they having sex in the men's room? I mean, you can only just imagine why they would put tampons in the men's bathroom. I don't get this. I just don't. Unless you have a woman who says, well, I'm manly and I'm going to, oops, that time of the month. I don't get it. I really don't. So you don't have to call me and explain it to me. This is all diversity BS to me, but whatever. You remember we were talking about before we went to the break about the what they were doing with euthanasia in Canada. It's actually an official program. I got to elaborate just a little bit. Medical assistance in dying is what it's called. MAID for short. M-E-I-D. Yes, nope. The French maid will not come to your house and clean your home half naked. Nope. The Canadian government is literally proposing state execution of living babies. That's what they're doing. The corporate media has established a track record of promoting suicide as a solution to climate change, among other trendy political problems. And this is what all the social engineers, they came up with this MAID show. They're even producing educational activity books to indoctrinate kids into the new paradigm, like one by, it's called Canadian Virtual Hospice. The proponents of the practice frame state-facilitated suicide as a peculiar form of self-empowerment, or taking back the right to end your life on your own terms rather than the terms of someone else. Wow. Unbelievable. You see, they're going to try to find a way for us to design our own way out. Because if we don't do it, somebody else will. So it's called social engineering. All these programs are slippery slopes, but in 2021, Bill C-7 amended the Canadian Criminal Code to repeal the provision that a person's natural death be reasonably foreseeable in order for them to be eligible for MAID. Wow. Accordingly, the parameters under which a patient can legally request the state kill them is expanded to include mental illness. The, quote, kill yourself because you're depressed, unquote, narrative is a tacit acknowledgement of the failure of the psychiatric profession. I mean, there's so many arguments here. The Belgian government already killed an otherwise physically healthy 23-year-old on mental health grounds this year. Yeah. 23-year-old woman survived a terror attack when she was a teenager. She chose to be euthanized. Yeah. Wow. Now they want to just say, okay, it's all right. Mature minors. Yeah, there's no mature minors. Now, we call it the age of majority here in America. I believe the age is 18 that you can legally enter into contract. Wow. What will they think of next? Any way to depopulate the world. So all the mentally ill, just that, you know. How was your euthanasia today, dear? Not bad. Yeah, I know it. Sri Lanka, they have a neoliberal nightmare. Widespread famine triggered by COVID-19 lockdown and unpayable external debt. You see, this is what started it. Close to 30% of the 22 million population of Sri Lanka are now food insecure. Food inflation has reached a record high of 90%, making staples such as rice unaffordable for millions of people. Inflation overall in Sri Lanka is running at 60%. And you wonder why they stormed the parliament building there and ousted the president of Sri Lanka? Well, now you know. For those of you on the Big Island in Hawaii, you probably have noticed lava spewing from Mauna Loa. It has erupted. It's official. Has nothing to do with the fact we had Gregory Wrightstone on the air yesterday talking about volcanic activity with Yellowstone. Mauna Loa decided to rear its ugly head. Now it's spewing lava. And they have now said we are at code red, which I guess is the color of the molten lava. Last time it erupted in 84, it got within 5 miles of the city of Hilo on the windward side of the island of Hawaii. Alan, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Hey, you know, I always thought that euthanasia was just young people east of where European.
I just said that. I know, you just read, you're reading the script here. I get it. Euthanasia. Now, that see, Benny Hill used to do stuff like that. Oh, we got the euthanasia.
That was hilarious.
It was great. So what else is on your mind?
My queen of jade, I call it Sherry, my queen of jade. I kind of didn't really steal my thunder. She's just a little cloud lightning. Now, your guest yesterday, and it's good to hear all different opinions. You know, I don't know if this guy has a doctorate or what, but, you know, when he just totally debunked the abiotic theory of oil using information from who? From the oil companies themselves, you know, and they're sounding in their geological surveys, and it's like, that's kind of like telling me to trust what's really going on with COVID, listening to Anthony Fauci, you know.
But Alan, see, here's the thing. We all have our ideas.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to challenge them because we got freedom of speech when somebody says something contrary to what we might know is true. And then you brought up the very idea, Alan, about the political aspects of it all. And boy, does that open some eyes.
Well, Dave, you're old enough to remember, by 1980 or the early 80s, you know, we were going to be completely out of oil, and we're going to, you know, be in dire straits. And now we've got Greta Thunberg saying, it's like, oh, my, you know, in the next, what now, we've got, like, how many years left from Greta Thunberg's, you know, prediction that we're going to be completely out of oil, you know? But on this, it's like, you remember the Deepwater Horizon? You know, they were supposedly drilling down, like, 60, 70,000 feet, and they came across an oil. You remember when it came up to the surface, it was this red, clumpy, gooey stuff. It wasn't really black crude oil yet. You know, it was still in the cooking process, as far as I'm concerned. You know, they were 12 to 15 miles down into the crust of the earth, you know, and it's not the same stuff that they find, you know, like on the surface in Saudi Arabia, or, you know, or Jed Clampett found out on his ranch, you know. It was still in a process of becoming crude oil that we can actually use. You know, there's so many questions. You know, folks, endless possibilities. We've been lied to on a grand scale. And when you think that you know the truth, that's when you need to catch yourself and say, I wonder what the truth really is. You might get a good idea, and you might have a theory that's pretty valid. But, you know, there are very few truths, especially in today's world, as much as we've been manipulated. What do you think, Dave?
Well, and see, the thing is, we have guests on the show that have opposing views, like Naomi Wolf. When I have her, I had her on the show. And the thing is one, she's a constitutionalist, and two, she's a journalist. All right, so we're in the same camp. Even if she's a yellow dog Democrat, I still love the woman, and I love the way she thinks, and it's great to have her on because we have freedom of speech. And this is just one example of letting the other side say what they think, because until we actually communicate, we don't know what they think.
Yeah. And you know, Dave, I'm not calling up to whine. You know, the guy
didn't offend
me or anything else. You know, it's like, you know, folks, if we don't have different perspectives, you don't ever learn. If everyone agrees, we would all be following Anthony Fauci. I am the science, you know. And the definition of the word science is always questing. You know, they found the molecule. Oh, well, that's the smallest particle. Well, then there was atomic physics. Now there's subatomic physics. Now who knows what we have now? You know, with CERN and all this crap going on, it's an endless process. You know, science is always questing. You know, that most everything that we live in a world of theories. There are very few proofs.
Yep. That is the
anyway,
one thing.
Anyway, I'll let you go with that, Dave. I just wanted to call up and kind of make that point. When he brought up it, you know, the information from the petrochemical companies, I was just like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, telling me that you want me to believe in COVID because what Anthony Fauci says. You know, it's anyway, I'll let you go, Dave. Have a good day, man.
I get it. Well, no, COVID may be, but the thing is that Fauci all of a sudden is having the I don't recall. I don't remember. I don't recall. All of a sudden, now he's got Alzheimer's. I don't believe it for a minute. The guy knows exactly what's going on, and we appreciate your call, Alan. I mean, that's, you know, I thank you for chiming in, because I know yesterday you hit a nerve, and I could see him. If you look at the broadcast, the rebroadcast on Rumble and Brighteon, and you can see the look on his face because he came in by Skype when he wasn't being interrupted by his cat. Who disconnected his video. I mean, it's cats are just amazing critters, aren't they? And I had one. I had a Maine Coon, and I absolutely loved that cat. I used to play with him. He followed me everywhere. Now I got a German Shepherd that does the same thing. For some strange reason, the cat and I bonded. I'm not a cat person by nature, but I grew to love the little guy, and it was just, you know, it was amazing. He would follow me everywhere. Sleep, you know, belly up, spread eagle. You know, on the floor, it's like, cat, can't you be a little more decent than that? Nope, it's the way cats are. But, you know, this is the funny thing about opinions and ideas, and I'm glad we get to express them while we still have freedom of speech. You know, Sherry calls up and says, we need to be on hydrogen. We got other people that say, hey, my car runs on water. You know, that may be another facet of hydrogen and how that whole thing works. Charles has called up multiple times espousing, you know, what he thinks he knows to be true. And it's okay. That's one of the reasons why we have this show. The thing is that if we're talking about geology, and, you know, this is one aspect that Alan brought up about this deep oil. You see, when you bring up Deepwater Horizon, it just brings back that memory about a wedding that I did outside San Antonio. And I actually did a wedding where I married a guy to a woman. And it almost, it's a wedding that almost didn't happen. And I was the minister because I'm ordained and I did this. All right. And we had to say a prayer for those because he was like 15 minutes off the platform. He had gotten into a helicopter and left the platform because it was the end of his shift. And had that helicopter not gotten there when it did and picked him up, he would have been on the rig when it blew. And so we all basically, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the whole congregation that was there to watch them get married. Because we had to take a moment of silence to pray for those who perished in the Deepwater Horizon incident. You talk about strange. That was something else. I was choked up, even as the minister of that event. I was choked up when I married him because of that. So anyway, yep, I mean, Charles in Ohio brought you right back out there, didn't it?
Of course, and I hope you're well.
Away. And I get it.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that I see you as the brightest guy in the room on your show, and the way I see it, you still don't get it, what I'm trying to say. But regarding the previous caller, anyone who believes in the oil theory, one thing to look at is just go to your search engine and type in aqua fuel. And to me, my mind, when I see it, it mimics the process that goes on in the earth. A lot of heat, a lot of carbon, and it makes a gas. It's a simple experiment anyone can do. You get a container, put a carbon rod in it, apply 40 volts, and have water in the container.
Okay.
And you strike
Alan,
off a arc, and it generates gas.
I'm talking to Charles and Alan. You mentioned Alan. All right. Now, I got aqua fuel. I wrote it down. Where am I going to buy a carbon rod?
You can take it out of a C-cell battery, take the center post out. It's a carbon rod.
Okay.
Or you can go to, like, a welding shop. I'm pretty sure they sell carbon rods. But
That's what I wanted to know. Go to a welding shop.
They're usually coated
right.
with copper. Don't use those unless you remove the copper.
All right. But the thing is that the copper rod, you see, you've already figured this out. I know you've done it already, right?
No, I don't have to because, I mean, it's just simple physics. You strike a arc, and I mean, it's so easy. And the people who've done it and patented it and shown it, it just follows the footsteps of every other innovation that is going to give us power. See, it's all about power, and that power is fuel plus technology, and that's what they're keeping from us, and that's what they started, and that's what our banking system is. It's based
okay.
on them keeping the power. Okay.
Exactly. No, I get it, Charles. I appreciate it. And I promise you, and anybody looking at me right now on Rumble and Brighteon on the replays can see I got my hands up like I'm being held up here. I promise you, I will go and do a search engine. I will run Aqua Fuel, and I'll do as much research it as I can.
I'm going to send you a handful of information, too, and I
right.
appreciate the time you give me, and I'm sorry
yep.
to keep bugging
no,
you.
No. Support at thepowerhour.com. Yeah, support at thepowerhour.com. I promise I will read it, and thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Scotty in Virginia, what say you? You were on the call yesterday as
hey,
well.
You're right. That's what I was trying to say yesterday, Dave, about the amniotic fuel. You know, the coal reproduces the methane.
Right.
You know, I used to drill years ago, the methane wells. That's really hard work. But, you
yeah.
know, those things, we drill them and pump them dry. Then, you know, after a period of time, we could go back, start pumping off of them again. You know, the earth, the coal, the earth reproduced the methane.
Yeah, and, it's amazing how that works.
That's the way we done it.
That's right.
Hey, something else about those carbon arc rods. At the welding shop, you can take those things and stick them in a pencil sharpener and sharpen them up and melt them. You can write with them. Kind of
all right.
Something tidbit there. Thank you, Dave.
Interesting. I appreciate it. God bless you, too. Thank you. Appreciate it, Scotty. Well, there you have it. See, I mean, we're all about solutions here, and that's one of the reasons why I'm glad we have our bevy of callers that we do, because, I mean, they're plugged in. They're listening. They're going, wait a minute. You know, if they disagree with something, hey, I want you to call up because we have to have a discussion about it just the way it is. And I appreciate your emailing any of your thoughts and processes and ideas at support@thepowerhour.com, because I will read them. I will read them. I promise you I will. And give it the attention it deserves. And if we could do a whole segment and find somebody that really can get down in the trenches and talk about the subject matter, that's what this is all about, because it enlightens people. It just starts out with a simple seed we got to plant. And it wakes people up, and they're going, you know what? They got a good idea on this show. And you might have somebody dialing in that disagrees with every bloody thing we've been talking about here. And all of a sudden, one of our listeners calls and plants a seed. And it grows from there, baby. It grows from there. You and I both know it. Now, if we could just get Maricopa County, Arizona, to pull their heads out of their asses, because guess what the Board of Supervisors just did? They just voted to certify the November midterm general elections, despite angry voters claiming that the county mishandled the election, if not rigged it. And now let the lawsuits begin. And I'm not committing barratry by making this statement. So you public officios out there that are listening to the sound of my voice going, oh, Krieger's promoting lawsuits again. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. Carrie Lake's already done it, and she's going to file another one. Mark my words. And you know, more than 180,000 voters have cast their ballots during early voting in Georgia. You see, now, if Mitch McConnell would pull his head out of his ass and start putting his money where his mouth is and get Herschel Walker elected, we will have a balanced 50-50 Senate. If Walker doesn't get in, it's going to be 51-49. We're done. There is no chance for impeachments or anything to happen. None. Not going to happen. I don't care how much you scream that we're going to get rid of Mayorkas Dorkas. I don't care. I don't care how much you scream. Not going to happen. Now, let's talk about the gun boom. Black Friday, 192,749 background checks. That means, yeah, Black Friday 2022 was really good for that. That's right. NICS checks rather than NICS checks. Third in the top 10 highest days for NICS checks, a 2.8% increase from Black Friday of last year. See, every time it comes up, people are going, I think I'll buy a gun. Yeah, that's right. My dog just seconded that. And by the way, for those of you who are sitting there wondering what the Biden administration is doing these days, the U.S. is going to auction off almost 1 million acres off the Alaskan coast for what? Oil drilling. Yeah. Oil and gas drilling is mandated in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Isn't that amazing how they talk out the side of their mouth, make us think one thing when they're doing something else? Wow. Hundreds of thousands of acres off Alaska's South Central Coast is going to be up for auction on December 30th. For new oil and gas drilling projects. That's right. It was added to the piece of legislation to win support from West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin. Isn't that amazing how that works? Wow. Amazing how that works. Bob in Missouri, how are you, sir?
Really good.
You got a minute.
Okay, I got a minute. Maybe I'll call you back then.
No, it's all right. I mean, we'll be back. Yeah, well, if you got a number of things, that's a good thing. I know we got a guest on the other side of the hour, but you could try to chime in here.
Oh, you do.
On Tuesday, the Department of Labor finalized a rule that provides regulatory cover for retirement plan sponsors who want to emphasize ESG. Oh, my God, this isn't good. You need to look up what's going on with that. Biden is stuffing America's 401ks with ESG provisions, folks. This is not a happy Thanksgiving. In many cities, a shortage of housing supply has led to high housing prices. The Cato Institute has put out an article you need to read, and I've included that in the economy and business section of our email blast for those of you to read. And, of course, there's another article about more warnings about glyphosate. I know that's probably got half of you listeners out there ears up. And Twitter, of course, is suffering from ridiculous number of psyops. It's another reason to get out of Twitter. I'm sorry, Elon, but if Trump's not going to do this, no. You know, you're going to be paying $8 for the privilege of Twitter Blue. Yep, whatever. Yep, so much for Twitter. You know, $44 billion, really? Wow, made a bunch of people rich. Nutrition and natural strategies, of course. And we're going to talk about that, of course, when Susan Smith-Jones comes on here. I'm going to include that article because we're going to talk about COVID-19 and how to boost your own immune system. Not only vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, and zinc, but now the use of the sauna by increasing your core body temp, which is what happens when you have a fever. Your body becomes more efficient at killing pathogens. And we have an article on why you should use organic plant-based zinc. Power Mall has it. There's a good way to get your $75. You get 15% off. And a new study is finding potatoes can help you lose weight, believe it or not. And I'll bet you didn't know Anthony Fauci's daughter is working for leftist organizations, helping groups to push vaccines. They all want to kill you. Wow. Craziness. Cancel culture at its best. We'll be back with Michael Cremo after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
No, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products.
and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle.